This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
My southern Italian relatives have a greeting that translates to, "Hey, look who's back from the dead." Is it possible we can apply that to the dead but not quite buried network neutrality rules? Net neutrality prevented internet companies from playing favorites by, for instance, offering souped-up service to business partners. The internet companies say they're not degrading anyone's service, and anyway, it's their data networks. But as you go online today, you may see red banners on Etsy, Tumblr, Reddit, other sites, part of a campaign to bring the neutrality back, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Supporters of net neutrality say without it, internet service providers like Verizon and Comcast will give websites that pay extra a fast lane on the internet.
This is all about power.
Susan Crawford teaches communications law at Harvard. I spoke to her on Skype. She says the net neutrality rule treated ISPs as public utilities, which can't play favorites. But
without net neutrality rules in place, an ISP would have complete power to pick winners and losers.
Internet startups that can't pay extra for the fast lane would be the losers, says Chris Reed. He owns Lookfar, a New Orleans company that writes software for startups.
If there are fewer startups, then my own business becomes harder and harder to the point where it doesn't exist either.
Internet service providers say they won't play favorites, insisting that the net neutrality rule was heavy-handed and would have stifled innovation. Congress won't have the last say on this. Supporters and opponents of net neutrality will also be meeting in court. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.